This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 31st of January 2021. One down, 11 to go. Today is the Club Focus edition of News West, and we've had a huge turnout of clubs this week to squeeze into our nominal 30 minutes, so please bear with us if we've drifted a bit over time. Today in the Club Focus series, I talk about clones and drones in a club. Jeff promotes the new gardening net on 80 metres and puts out a call for candidates for interviews to include in News West programs. And then there's Roy's helpline. And there's a heck of a lot more, but we'd better get stuck into it straight away rather than talk about it here. How's your club populated? Do you have a group of independent thinkers, and does everyone have a role to do their bit for the club? Welcome to Club Focus, episode 87, and I've given this episode the title of Clones and Drones. Have you ever been to a club or a group where it's hard to fit in? And when you look around you, you notice that most of the members are very similar in their interests and outlook? Welcome to a gathering of clones. A clone-centred club would be led by a strong-minded person who likes to shine, but doesn't want anyone else to outshine them. Enter the clone, sort of a carbon copy of a club leader. A clone-centred club may, on the surface, appear to be very successful. It may have lots of members, however. They're like a flock of birds. They all do the same thing at the same time. If I were to draw a diagram of a clone club, it would be in the form of an upside-down triangle with the leading person at the bottom, on the pointy end. The club is in imminent danger of collapse if the person at the pointy end goes away or even simply changes their mind. I don't think I'd be attracted to a clone club, would you? Now let's talk about drones. The word drone can mean a few things, and for each meaning I know, I could see some nice analogies that I could talk about concerning a club. One meaning of drone is someone that hangs about not doing much. Think of male bees. They don't participate in food collection or storage, nor do they help raise the kids. Their only function is to fertilise the queen. Then they die. I like the musical meaning of drone. It refers to a continuous sound of the same note. Drone can also refer to someone who goes on and on and on and on and on and on and never gets to the point. Of course, this would never apply to News West newsreaders. In a club sense, the drone would hang around, make a bit of noise, eat the Tim Tams, but never contribute a packet themselves. They're always there but don't seem to produce anything. I guess there's a fairly easy fix with drones. Give them something to do. They'll either buzz off, see what I did there, or latch on to being useful. And this all boils down to how the club or the group is run. With any group, good leadership is what makes it work. A good leader isn't the person who does all the work. A good leader is the person who knows where the club is going and motivates the members to all go in that direction. The clones will adapt because they can see where the group is heading, and the drones will be gainfully occupied while they hang around waiting for the queen bee to beckon them into her parlour. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
As part of next week's new amateurs edition of News West, we thought we'd do a feature on local nets. Nets are a great way for newcomers and those returning to the hobby to brush up on their on-air skills, test out their equipment, ask questions, and get to know other amateurs. There's a calendar of nets around Perth, and it's on the vk6.net website. Just look at the menu on the right-hand side, and voila, there it is. This calendar of nets was compiled a few years ago, so if you're the owner, manager, or even the presenter of a net, check out the calendar to see if your net is listed, and see if the details about the net are up to date. Send any updates or new entries to newswest at vk6.net and we'll update and or include it in the calendar.
Hi, this is Steve Kennedy from Ham College with this month's Club Focus contribution. We had a good break from the college over Christmas and now gearing up for the new year and the courses in both foundation and standard advanced levels. Our next foundation course is on the 13th and 14th of February, and our standard advanced course begins on Tuesday, the 16th of March. We had a very successful year in 2020 with all standard advanced course participants passing, and feedback on the delivery of the course was also encouraging. All our instructors from last year have signed up for this year, which is also very much welcomed. Another aspect of the college that we're working on is getting our club station refurbished. We're looking at the station earthing in particular at the moment to try and reduce the amount of man-made interference we're experiencing. Over the Christmas break, a former student of the college, Steve VK6ACO, very generously donated a TS2000 HF transceiver to the college. We received this in January, and we thank Steve for this very much. We are taking applications for all courses now. Please register your interest by completing our contact form on our website, hamcollege.org.au, on the Contact Us page. Applications for the exams on the 20th of February have closed. However, we are taking applications for later exams.
Hello, this is Anthony, VK6AXB, with an update from WAG, the West Australian Repeater Group. As our name suggests, WAG are a group for those interested in amateur repeater systems. We've been around since the 1970s, currently license and operate repeaters at 11 sites in metro and country areas, on FM, D-Star and DMR modes, and on bands from 10 metres through to 70 centimetres. We also look after the Link News West system, where this broadcast originates. In addition, we maintain a network of APRS beacons, and we're supporting the development of HamNet, a system of wireless data links used for IP backhaul between our main sites. For those wondering what a repeater is, it's essentially an automated radio rebroadcasting system located in a high spot to give widespread coverage. Typically, the equipment's at ground level, in a cabinet or building, next to a mast which supports the antennas, and these are anywhere from 20 to 70 metres high, depending on the site. All of this makes WAG a bit different to the other clubs. Instead of having one club rooms or premises to focus on and improve, we've got about a dozen locations. Most of them lack any kind of creature comforts, and some are in the middle of nowhere, although they've all got great views. In addition, several of our key sites now have much more stringent access and safety requirements than when we first developed them back in the 80s and even the 1970s. All of this makes WAG get-togethers a bit of a challenge, but we keep trying. We gather at sites when we can to fix problems, do maintenance and upgrade equipment, and in doing this, we aim to share skills and train members. WAG presently needs more hands, and we'd like to hear from people, members or not, who think repeaters and site work may be of interest to them. Our monthly meetings are also a good opportunity to catch up. Meetings are held the first Monday of the month, or the second, where the first is a public holiday, and our next meeting is tomorrow, Monday, February the 1st, at our regular venue, which is the Pelican Point Sea Scouts facility in Crawley, at number 12 Australia 2 Drive. For those who can attend, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. Doors usually open about 7 for a 7:30pm start, with tea, coffee and refreshments available, and usually time for socialising before and after the meeting. WAG has also run a technical and general net on Sundays at 10:30 local on VK6RLM 146.750. However, this has been quite intermittent in recent times, and we are looking to increase our number of net control operators so we can run the net more regularly. And if anyone's interested in finding out more about this, please get in touch. We've got plans for work at a few sites in the first part of 2021, and we look forward to bringing you updates in future. You can contact us by emailing to secretary@whiskeyalfaromeogolf.org.au if you'd like more info. And once again, we thank the team at News West for putting this to air, and this has been Anthony, VK6AXB, on behalf of WAG.
WA Amateur Radio News compiles and produces the News West Amateur Radio News program. Yes, you're listening to it right now, every week of the year. We're not a large group, and we welcome new members. We'd especially welcome members who can write news items. In fact, we also welcome news items not written by our members. But getting back to WA Amateur Radio News, although producing News West is a large part of what we do, it's not everything that we do. Another large effort we make is Perth Tech. And as you know, we had this event all organised, ready to go for 2020. Then we got COVID-aided, resulting in postponement and eventually cancellation of the event. So look out 2021, as Perth Tech is on the drawing board, and assuming the COVID thing settles and we don't break out in Ebola, bubonic plague, or some other pestilence, Perth Tech 2021 will happen with a vengeance. We're receptive to new members, whether to participate in the news team or to become ordinary members, but there's nothing ordinary about us. WA Amateur Radio News can be contacted by email to secretary@vk6.net for all news-related correspondence. Email newswest@vk6.net.
This is VK6 Amateur Radio News, and you're listening to News West. News West is produced by WA Amateur Radio News, an amateur radio club which is incorporated in Western Australia. This news program is compiled from a variety of sources and contributors, and items may not reflect the views of WA Amateur Radio News or the volunteer news broadcasters. If you feel that an item in News West is inaccurate, we welcome your rebuttal. You are free to express your opinion, however, it should be factual and respectful. The News West team reserves editorial discretion in relation to any items submitted for broadcast.
Hi, this is Steve Kennedy, VK6SJ, for the Northern Corridor Radio Group. The club remained quite active over the Christmas break, with the club station having a revolving door of operators using the facility at the club station. We have 6 members currently participating in the DXCC leaderboard this year, and all are doing well and in the top 50%, the few in the top 3 of some categories. We finally have our lease, so next month I hope to be able to provide an update on our EME station. The next steps are to move the building to its final location, then erect the antenna and finalise the installation of the equipment and operating positions. Our remote station has been well utilised over the break, however the Step IR has developed a fault, so the station is off air while we repair the antenna. A January Tech Night was hosted by Brian, VK6MIT, and a group of about 10 members built 49-to-1 transformers to use with half-wave NFED antennas. Our next Tech Night is on the second Tuesday of February, and we'll be on logging, QSLing, EQSL, Log of the World, and how to manage logbooks within the DX Award section of the WIA website. 10 of our members are in the final stages of planning a DX expedition to Cocos Keeling Islands, using the call sign VK9 Charlie Echo, and will be active between the 16th and 23rd of March. We'll have 2 stations running and will be active on most HF bands on CW and FT8, and also that funny little known analog mode using microphones. The club meets informally on Sundays at 08:30 with a sausage sizzle. We often spend this time on small tasks around the club or just general rag chewing. We meet formally on the fourth Tuesday of each month, starting at 1900, and we have our tech evening on the second Tuesday of each month, starting at 1930. We welcome new members and visitors. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. This is Clive, VK6CSW, reminding you that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month, time for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's February Bulletin, the first of this year to go to air. And don't forget, too, that the next lunchtime meeting for members and friends of the RAOTC is at the Bayswater Hotel, Bayswater, on Tuesday, February the 9th. The main features in this month's bulletin are club news, read by Bruce, VK3UV, after which Ian, VK3JS, presents 3 articles. The first is entitled Small Crystals, an article which first featured in OTN magazine for September 1985, followed by an item on potassium batteries, after which Ian tells us about William Bragg, the Australian physicist and Nobel Prize winner. Everyone's most welcome to tune in tomorrow and to join in the callbacks afterwards. The monthly bulletin is transmitted via a wide range of times, modes and frequencies, all of which can be found on the RAOTC website at www.raotc.org.au. Tomorrow, as well as the 20-metre SSB transmissions on 14.150MHz at 00 and 0100 hours UTC, that's 8 AM and 9 AM WA local time, there are other transmissions as well. At 8 AM, there's a transmission via digital mobile radio on the VKDMR Network Talk Group 5, while at 9 AM, Chris VK6JI will transmit the bulletin on 80 metres on 3620 kHz. At 10 AM, there's a transmission via the News West linked repeater system, simultaneously with one on 40 metres on 7088 kHz, again by Chris VK6JI. On Wednesday, February the 3rd, we have a D-Star broadcast at 4:30 PM WA local time. This will be transmitted on D-Star Reflector 91C and will follow the D-Star news line. Additionally, on the Sunday following the first Monday of each month, repeats of the RAOTC bulletin follow the 160-metre and 40-metre broadcasts of the WIA news. If none of the transmission times suit you, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the RAOTC website. If you do listen this way, a brief feedback comment would be appreciated. Once again, tune in tomorrow for the February RAOTC Bulletin, and we look forward to hearing your call sign in the callbacks after. 73 from Clive, VK6 CSW.
Next week, News West is talking to new amateurs, but the rest of you are also welcome to listen in as well. What do you know now that you wish you knew when you first started in your amateur radio adventure? What would you do to help mentor newbies wanting to enter the hobby? We'd love to hear from you. Send your contribution in for the 12 noon Friday deadline, or even earlier if you get the chance. The address, newswest@vk6.net. If you need a bit of help getting started, flick us an email and we'll be happy to assist. If you'd like to submit an audio file, it works best as a 256 kilobit MP3. Our production team recommend and use Audacity. It's free and available for Windows, iOS, and Linux platforms.
Good morning, this is Graham, VK6LV, for the WA VHF Group. Despite the Christmas break and the threat of coronavirus, the VHF Group has been very active recently. Two groups participated in the recent VHF-UHF Field Day. One group set up in Kings Park, while the other group occupied the grounds of Wireless Hill. Moderate success was achieved. The group has also resumed Saturday activity days on the first and third Saturdays of each month. Recently, a number of members engaged in programming call frequencies in their rigs using a computer-driven app. The first general meeting of the month, held on the fourth Monday of the month, saw a short business meeting followed by a review of members' interests and the kinds of technical and practical activities that could be presented and engaged in. We have a couple of newly minted licensees, so their technical needs are different from the more experienced members, and we are working towards making their experience with the group useful. One idea that created a lot of interest was a Raspberry Pi-generated whisper, which will get a good deal of attention in the coming days. Several members also expressed an interest in becoming proficient in CW. The most appropriate way of promoting this is being explored. At present, site works are being undertaken outside the shack and meeting room. Contractors have given assurances that our access will not be compromised. So the VHF group, which manages the VHF-UHF beacon, but also engages in all facets of the hobby, is looking forward to a promising year of both technical and social activity. Everyone is welcome to join in.
News West is published and broadcast on every Sunday of the year, serving the VK6 call area and beyond. Our aim is to provide news that is about amateur radio or of direct interest to amateurs. Consequently, we don't use fillers to achieve a predetermined program length. We aim to produce a 30-minute program. However, if we only have 15 minutes of content to hand, the program will run for 15 minutes. This policy also explains why we sometimes run overtime, because we do get lucky. The WA Amateur Radio News Club call sign is VK6ARN, and we use the phonetics Victor Kilo 6 Amateur Radio News. This is VK6 Amateur Radio News, and you're listening to News West.
The Bunbury Radio Club had its much-delayed AGM a couple of weeks ago on the 9th of January, and the new office bearers are President is Rick, VK6LMO, Vice President is Nick, VK6 November Alpha, and the Treasurer is Richard, VK6 Papa Zulu Tango, and the Secretary is Alec, VK6APK. The club decided, while they're at it, to hold formal meetings every second month and an informal meeting in between, and the date and the venue for the next meeting is yet to be advised. With regard to the club's repeater, work's progressing on a new 240-volt panel and a new DC distribution panel for the site, The IRLP node will soon be installed in the club's UHF repeater. Thanks to Bob VK6ZRT for this information.
Back in 1974, during a QSO, it was suggested to the founder of the RAOTC, the late Bob Cunningham, VK3ML, that there should be some sort of old-timers club in Australia, which would allow amateurs to belong to a common cause that would unite hams who have talked to one another for years. Subsequently, 70 amateurs attended a dinner in Melbourne in 1975, and the RAOTC, the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia, was inaugurated. The first issue of the club magazine, Old Timer News, more commonly known as OTN, was published in March 1985 and has now grown to a 60-page A4 size magazine published twice a year. Although the RAOTC currently has some 500 members Australia-wide, the nucleus of the club remains where it started. At present, all office bearers reside in VK3, and regular committee meetings, as well as the annual general meeting, are held in Melbourne. However, in these days of internet and video phone, there's no reason why members from other states should not hold office should they offer to stand for election. In Western Australia, members hold an informal lunchtime meeting at the Bayswater Hotel, Bayswater, on the second Tuesday of each month. The Baysy offers a discount to club members. The objectives of the club are to maintain the interest and original pioneer spirit of amateur radio, honour the history and heritage of our hobby, and encourage good fellowship amongst all radio amateurs. Membership is available to any person who has held or has been qualified to hold an amateur licence for a minimum of 10 years, which now of course includes F-calls. Incidentally, there are often misconceptions about the phrase old-timer. Club members are not just old fogies, but are radio amateurs with experience and can be as young as in their 20s, 30s or 40s. On the first Monday of each month, except January, a half-hour bulletin of the latest club news, together with items pertinent to the history of radio or of general interest, is transmitted on several different frequencies and times, covering most of Australia. Full details are to be found at the club website, www.raotc.org.au, or just Google RAOTC. For those unable to tune in at these times, the audio file can be downloaded from the club website as from the following day, and repeats of the monthly bulletin are made the following Sunday on the WIA HF transmissions on 160, 80 and 40 metres by Phil VK6GX and Chris VK6JI. The Perth 2-metre information beacon, VK6RIB, on 145.575 MHz, usually transmits the current bulletin starting on each odd-numbered hour for a week after the first Monday of the month, but at the moment the beacon is out of service. All amateurs and shortwave listeners, whether or not they're club members, are cordially invited to listen in to our bulletins and to join in the callbacks which follow. If you'd like further information about the RAOTC, please have a look at the club website at www.raotc.org.au. 7-3 from Clive, VK6, Charlie, Sierra, Whiskey.
In this week's episode of VK6 Gardening Net on Sundays, we're discussing everything to do with veggies. From what's your most successful veggies grown to date, and what have you currently got in the ground? We're looking forward to discussing all your vegetable topics and more. Join us on 3.620 at 5 PM Western Standard Time, 73s.
Doing an amateur exam and getting an Australian call sign should be a routine activity that hundreds do each year without drama. And indeed it largely has for many years. We need exams for newcomers to get licensed and replace the old-timers dropping off to retain on-air activity. And 2020 saw revived interest in amateur radio as the perfect activity to do while stuck at home. But recently, exams have been a hot topic, and deservedly so. Service has recently been tardy, and lots of people are angry. So upset that ACMA, in an email bulletin to amateurs, has been forced to tell people waiting for exam results and call signs to settle down, be patient, and be nice.
Some of you would have seen the Facebook video put up by Peter VK3 Yankee Echo, and Peter's talking about the background and the delays experienced with processing call sign applications and exam results at the AMC, the Australian Maritime College. Then he talks about other issues that have been affecting amateur radio, and he's touched on the ruckus that was around the WIA board a few years back, which was never really resolved. They just stopped fighting and hoped it would all fade away, but it didn't. Anyway, Peter presents a nice balanced view of what's been going on around amateur radio. Call it politics if you don't want to know about it, but anyway, have a good listen. He's got evidence, he's done Freedom of Information applications, and he shows you pictures of the documents. So he's done the research to back up what it is he has to say. So it's a damn good listen. Folks, if you get on Facebook and just search for VK3 Yankee Echo, VK3YE, that's Peter Parker. Must be a good bloke, he's ex-West Australian. What else could you ask for?
What's the upshot? All the evidence is that anything AMC requests, they get. AMC even thanked ACMA for going into bat for us. That's in one of the emails I mentioned before. I hope it's just loose language, but this sounds too chummy for my liking. ACMA should instead be all about getting the best possible customer service from bodies it outsources jobs to. The variation to suspend one of the deed's few performance standards and grant indefinite processing times still has not been rescinded nearly 6 months after it was granted. We also learned that AMC may have the backing of a university, but its people could be diverted on university work. That may reduce their availability for meeting deadlines set out in the deed. And marine operators take priority over amateurs, with slower service for the latter. That's a risk that AMC had, but the WIA, for all its faults, did not. Then there's representation from amateur bodies. It may concern WIA members watching this that their organisation apparently did not express their concerns directly in writing to ACMA regarding exam and callsign issue delays. Yet every survey of members indicates that national and international representation is WIA's number one job. What was the WIA doing here? The Radio Amateur Society of Australia did express concerns through one email, although they are in a position where their leadership has a personal relationship as advisor to AMC. It's up to their members to consider whether people having dual roles is beneficial or whether it compromises their ability to represent members without fear or favour. As at January 2021, things do seem to be getting better. The backlog is less than it was. But if nothing else, those involved need to learn from this experience, which, as anyone who knows how obsessed amateurs are with call signs, was not unforeseeable. As I said at the start, amateur radio in Australia needs an exam and call sign issue system that is rigorous, impartial, efficient, and value for money. And although ACMA may have outsourced some jobs, it carries ultimate accountability as to their performance, which has been subpar in recent months. I thought it was important that the VK amateur community had an account of events.
Well, that was a very abridged rendition of the audio from Peter's comments. So I go to VK3 Yankee Echo, VK3YE, Facebook, and you'll see the whole thing for yourself, and it is well worth a listen. And this audio was reproduced with permission of Peter.
Here at News West, we're always looking for new and exciting content to bring to you each Sunday. As part of that, we are looking for amateur radio operators to be interviewed by the News West team. So if you're interested in sharing your story and journey in amateur radio, we would love to hear from you. Please send us an email to newswest@vk6.net and one of the team will be in touch with you to arrange an interview. We think that one of the highlights of the Sunday broadcasts are the occasional interview that we do conduct with amateurs in VK6. We hope to hear from you very soon. This is VK6, Juliet Echo Fox, part of the News West broadcast team, and we look forward to interviewing you. 73s.
Good morning, this is VK6 X-ray Victor with the helpline for the last day of the first month of the year 2021. Today I have the following, a repeat from Kevin, VK6 Kilo Quebec. He is specifically looking for a base unit for an elevated broadband vertical antenna as used with the British military Klansman VHF radio. I'll say again, an elevated broadband vertical antenna as used with the British military Klansman VHF radio. If you can help him with that, please contact Kevin. 0429-788-898, 0429-788-898 for that base unit for elevated broadband vertical antenna, whatever that may be. And the next item I have from Ron, VK6 Alpha Romeo Echo. It's a ICOM IC290 Hotel 2-meter all-mode transceiver in excellent condition, and may be tried or put on trial if you wish, and asking around $300 or nearest offer for that radio. If you're interested, please contact Ron, VK6 Alpha Romeo Echo. His phone number is 0477-662-817. 0477-662-817. Email is romeo-oscar-november-alpha-november-delta-mike-alpha-romeo-india-echo-figure-2@bigpond.com. Ron and Marie 2@bigpond.com. That's all I have for you for this week. If you have anything for next week, please contact me. Please do. Email address to vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. Victor Kilo 6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. Until we meet again, 73.
Thanks for tuning in. And thanks to the team this week, Jeff, Mike and Roy. And thanks to the broadcasters, callback collectors and the many contributors this week. I'm Bob VK6POP, the News West producer. News West can be heard on air, online and on demand. Visit our website vk6.net for this and a wealth of other useful information. Now please stick around for the callbacks and after that, you know what to do. Get on air and make some noise.